It's time now for Gina Gardner and Friends, the show that shares stories from inspiring people, from a wide range of expert guests, all focused on helping you live a happier, more successful, and fulfilling life. Gina Gardner is a multiple number one international best-selling author, motivational speaker, business coach, and trainer. She's the founder of Genuinely You and has over 30 years' experience of helping people step into their genuine, authentic power, personally and professionally.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
And now, here's your host, Gina Gardner.
Hello there, and a huge welcome to this week's episode of Gina Gardner and Friends. And I'm extremely thrilled to be able to introduce to you Michael Silvers. He is the managing partner of the mentoring studio, of which I'm a member, and he has an amazing wealth of experience. So rather than me getting it wrong, I'm going to say, Michael, welcome, and tell us about you.
You know, it's great to be here, Gina, and it's always wherever you are in the world, you know, the sun comes up and you open your eyes, and some places, you know, we're very blessed in the West, right? We have a lot of things that a lot of people don't have, and I know that. I got to spend time with my grandson already this morning, and so, you know, when I look at my background, I think, look at the blessings that I've had the whole way through, which is really incredible. I've spoken on stages in 15 countries. My business partner with Tony Robbins, vice president for 18 years, and did 82 countries with him. And, you know, the greatest thing for me is I started out wanting to help people. So here, I'll do the one and a half minute version, not the 18 minute.
But okay.
Watch this, everybody. Hold on. Okay. I was in Los Angeles, where I was born and raised. So I became an LAPD, Los Angeles police officer, injured on the job, went into Hollywood because that's what everybody else does, because I didn't want to work in a restaurant. I would have got all the orders wrong. It would have been bad. I spent a year working at the studios. I actually worked for the lady who was Elvis's PR person the whole time. And she said to me, if you don't love this business more than anything else, get out. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. So after about a year, I did what everybody else does, right? And you don't know what you want to do. I went to university, got my master's in clinical psych, worked with children and adults for about 8 years, moved my family up to Seattle, right? Here's the transition. Became a male nurse. Male nurse jokes were done. And then I wanted that for stability. I realized I wanted to become a nurse practitioner in the U.S. And in many countries, we do a lot of what the doctors do. And I wanted to have like five practices. And then in the U.S., what happened is HMOs came in and they said, no, basically, we're going to run the whole show. So transition, I thought, I can't keep working. I'm working clinic hours. I'm working this. I'm doing that. I'm working 60 hours a week plus. Network marketing came into my life. Didn't want to do anything with it. Could not believe. I thought, oh, God, it's got to be a cult. But I met Bob Proctor right away. Some of you might have heard of Bob Proctor. And he was with our company and always around. So I realized the importance of a mentor. And with that importance of a mentor and somebody that I was willing to listen to who was further down the road, he said, invest in every course with your wife and read every book. And my wife and I have done that ever since. We started to invest in every course. In a year, we were financially free. I quit nursing right away, and it took us on a world travel. We did 5 years in Australia. Then we came back to the U.S. because we were little living here, but we were bouncing back and forth. because we were running events for 3,000 to 5,000 people. And all of a sudden, I get a call from Mr. T. Harv Eker at Peak Potentials, do for me what you did for them. And I was now as director of coaching and traveling the world. And it was always because I remember Bob saying, invest in yourself, right? Get great mentors. And I've always said to my students, Gina, and then I'll turn it back to you, is three coaches, two mentors, and a mastermind. And then what happened was years and years of putting Tony Robbins and Robert Kiyosaki on stages all around the world, becoming good friends with Mr. Bill Walsh of Power Team and Mary Glorfield, my life just exploded. And it's been a great life. And I have seven grandchildren.
So you're leaving a great legacy in all sorts of levels. You know, one of the things that strikes me around mentoring is having somebody who believes in you more than you actually believe in yourself yet, who can open your eyes to the possibilities of who you can become, who can encourage you, hold the mirror up, but also at times hold you to account and give you a kick up the butt and say, you know, you're better than this. And I think when you look at successful people, so often they're able to say, there was somebody who made a real difference in my life. For you, Bob Proctor. For me, you know, there've been a number of people in my life, Tony Robbins being one of them, actually, who made a significant difference, made me think differently. And that is such a huge gift. And you talk about investing in yourself. And I just want to make a distinction between those people who think that reading the book or doing the course or going on the program is it. For me, that's the catalyst. So that's hugely important. And having a mentor is hugely important. But unless you embrace what is being asked of you, unless you take action in a consistent way, the two together are magic, but one or the other without the balance of both, you're not going to get as far. Just interested in your thoughts.
That's, you know, it's the great thing about that is because we've always said, and, you know, part of the journey for me was my wife and I meeting Bob Proctor so early on, and then jumping in. The greatest thing, you know, people sometimes have issues with network marketing. It was great for us. It's a business. You have to treat things as a business and stop the hobby part. But it introduced us to this world of thought leaders and personal development and think and grow rich, right? And that whole world. And I met Zig Ziglar. I mean, if anybody's in sales, you know Zig Ziglar. And I realized at that point, because one thing about being trained as a nurse, even though you're working as a team, you're not. Because you walk into a room and it's all you. So there was a lot of the, you just got to do it. You show one, do one, you got to do it. And I started to realize the importance of the team and leadership and how my wife and I were going to create our organization. And she's really the avid reader. So she'd read, right? And then she'd show me, look. And because I'm more like, go. And sometimes I need to slow down, but it's that part of yourself that is willing to say, I know nothing, and teach me and be willing to be taught. And I always said to my students, I started doing this on stage a long time ago, three coaches, two mentors, and a mastermind.
Yeah.
Have a coach that helps direct you and listen to them. Have a coach that understands your business, and then have one coach, maybe your spiritual coach, personality. Your personality is always a problem, but your physical side, whatever that is. And then you have the two mentors, and the mentors do believe in you, but they're also further down the road than you.
Yeah.
And the mentors are not people that you question a lot. The mentors are ones that you know, like, and trust.
Yep.
And you say, I want to do sort of what you're doing, and you keep down that road. And the mastermind is the think tank. That's the group of individuals around you. But I work with a gentleman named Mr. Bill Walsh of Power Team, always says, not your broke brother-in-law. So
spend time with the sort of people that you want to aspire to.
Exactly. Yeah. And we always did that. That's why our masterminds early on, and even in our network marketing, we had masterminds with the leaders. We were brand new and we were hanging out with the Diamonds and the Royal Diamonds because I realized that's where I wanted to be. And I wanted to emulate some of that. And I'm willing to just let it go. It was in the beginning, it was a little bit like me just let it go. And I did. I just let it go. And that's been the biggest success for what we've created.
There's so much more for us to talk about, but we're going to go for a short break. When we come back, I'd like to talk to you about the Mentor Studio, which is an organization that has been set up. As I say, I'm a member. And what your dream is for that and how it operates. So please don't go away. There's so much richness for you to come back for.
Meet Rajat. He started his class's WhatsApp group and became super popular.
Hey, I was always popular, huh?
Timetable changes. Celebrating class cancellations. Rehearsal updates. Sharing notes. Farewells. Crying over surprise tests. Everything happens on the group. Rajat may be the admin, but he's never really had to act like one. Except today.
Are you really sure that this is true?
No, man. It was a forward, so I thought...
Rajat patiently explained that such messages could create tension and turn people against each other.
I mean, it's dangerous.
Please don't do this again, yeah. Or else I'll have to remove you from the group. Come, let's go get some dosas.
And then, it was time for the college fest, yeah? Be like Rajat. Share joy, not rumors.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Michael Silvers, and we're talking about the Mentor Studio in this section of the show. And I'd like to know, what's the dream for the Mentor Studio? How did it arrive, and where is it going?
So we had been doing a lot of, we did a lot of stages. You know, we did hundreds of stages. We used to actually have 500 stages around the world with a company I was with. And I was on stage all the time, realizing there needs to be something around a community. There's a piece of the community that's missing. And the place, like you said, after the course, right? It's the catalyst to get you going. But what do you do after the course? And so I started to have the concept years ago, right before COVID, that I wanted to create this community, but I wanted to create a community of giving back. I wanted to create a community of mentors willing to mentor other people in the community and also mentor those that don't have what we have. And so COVID comes. We're still digital. We went from hundreds of events to with Power Team alone, we had like 200 hours of virtual. And I call up Mary Blorfield, who I'd known a long time. And she was, again, she did 82 countries with Tony and she did 4 million miles. That's a lot of miles. And she put them on the Great Wall of China. But I said to her, let's take all the information we've ever known, everything we've ever created. You started the industry with Tony the way it is now today. And create something virtually people can be on everywhere that they could get mentors and have access. And that started and serve those in communities that can't afford or can't reach, as long as they have a cell phone, which is stunning how many people have mobile phones.
Yeah.
Right. And that was the first concept. And we created this thing called the Mentor Studio, which the vision was to enrich, enhance, enlighten the mentors out there, but bring them into communities that had never had them before. And so our mission is really, you know, the mission is the strategy is to bring enough mentors in that we're serving all over the world. And so with that happening, and Mary Glorfield, when she's your business partner, let me tell you, you don't do with Tony what you did without a drive. And she's always driven because she's still producing stadium shows. She produced like 7 stadium shows last year. And so we launched it during COVID. We built up to, we were going to have 25 mentors. That was the vision, just 25 mentors around the world. We now have 450 mentors, still growing on the mentor side. We're going to open the membership door. So if those of you are interested, you can always let us know. We're going to bring in people that can help people around the world. We're all virtual. We now have access to 300 live stages. So it's blossomed, you know. Because we also have the podcasting division, the health and wellness division. But when you're on a mission and when you're really driven and you know your vision of where you're going, you just, you don't stop. And because we've been in the industry for so long and we don't fear the growth. Does that make sense? When people are building a business, they fear growth. What if I fail? What if I this? What if I that? What if?
Well, I have my own mission, which is to positively impact on over at least a million people through the development of enlightened leadership. And I know that when something is that important to you, when you get up in the morning and you think, oh, I don't feel great, or it's a grey day, it's that that gets you jumping out of bed and getting on with getting on, because you want it to succeed. We're going to go for another short break, but I'd like to really sort of drill down into what does it mean to be a mentor within the organization? What's the expectation of a mentor, and what can people on the receiving end also expect? So don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
Arrive with a perspective and leave with a new one. Those who know Hotel Indigo know there's so much more to be discovered. Hotel Indigo, part of IHG Hotels and Resorts. 18 hotel brands, 6,000 global destinations, one loyalty program.
Welcome back. So, Michael, a mentor within your organization, what's the blueprint for a mentor? So how can people who are listening to the show, and we now get over 2 million listeners a month at the point of us recording this, which is just magic. Within that 2 million people, there are bound to be people who would make great mentors. So what's the recipe? What are you looking for?
It's interesting you said that, because this is, Mary and I went through this a lot, right? And then we talked to Mr. Bill Walsh, one of my mentors, and other people that we've known, and Joseph McClendon and Tony's group, and Keith Cunningham, a lot of you know. And we realized that why would you even create a distinction? Why would you want to pare it down? You don't know what people can teach. You don't know the experience they have. So our blueprint suddenly became, if you are willing to be of service.
Brilliant.
And when we brought that out, people were like, excuse me, but look at my, if it's all about you, you're not right for what, you're on a different mission. It's not that it's right or wrong. And so for the Mentor Studio, we're still bringing on mentors all the time who just say, I'm willing to be of service, however this plays out.
And isn't it
interesting? And that's really.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but isn't it interesting that I think that when people bring their life experience, and if they're prepared to learn from that life experience, then you have something to offer, because there'll be people going through their version of your life experience. And, you know, there's always that question, what would I have liked to have told myself, having been through whatever the challenge was at the beginning, that would have saved me time and energy and heartache? And so everybody's got something to offer, haven't they?
They do. They do. And that's the thing, because we get that all the time. Well, I can join, right? It's very inexpensive, but what do I have? And I sometimes will just say, were you born? Yes, I was. Okay, good. Did you grow up to the age you're at? Did you have some experiences where you learned at least one thing in your life? I do. Fantastic. You're a great mentor. It's getting through that fear, right? And are you willing to be of service? Are you just willing to ebb and flow with the Mentor Studio? And if one day all of a sudden you're mentoring somebody, are you willing just to listen and be there? And they're like, I am. I'm like, you're in. You're in. It's that piece. And keep it simple, right? Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Because who am I to know that my experience is any more or less than yours? And it's harder to find, for me, it's harder to find the person that's truly of service than the success. Because sometimes, and I like people that are driven. I mean, I'm around a lot of very driven people. But part of the growth of the Mentor Studio was letting go of any judgment. And I think it's been the biggest thing for Mary and I, really, to see, wow, that's a great mentor. And, you know, would we put you on stage? Not yet, because you have to be trained, right? Yeah. We've trained thousands of people to be on stages, and we have tons of stages. So, you know, and a lot of people join us because they want to be on stage. Mm-hmm. But you've still got to be part of the community first. And I've got to get to know you. And I've got to get to see, do you show up on calls? Do you, even though you've had a long day, do you still just get on? Even though if you're in other countries, the timing is not so great, you still get on, which Gina does, by the way.
The time difference, date hours, it's sometimes a bit of a challenge.
You make it, though. You do it. And that, and the thing is, do they show up? It's one thing I learned a long time ago. Zig talked about that a little bit. Do they show up?
You know, I think so often in life, people think, I can't make a difference. And I say to people, well, you know, have you ever spent the night in a room with a mosquito? Know that something very tiny can make a heck of a difference, and that you have so much more to offer than the average mosquito. Think about what you have to offer. And I've worked with so many people over the years, and one of the things that I have noticed, the magic, is that by serving other people, by helping somebody through whatever it is, holding the space, not only does your mentee grow, that the mentor grows in confidence, in capacity, because as you are explaining to somebody or challenging somebody with open-ended questions, you're also challenging yourself, and you grow through that experience, which I think is so important. It's not a one-way process, is it?
No. And that's, it's the beauty. It's funny because I was just having this conversation with Mary just yesterday. Because we are, you know, we looked at the world, and like a lot of the MCs we worked with have retired.
Yes.
They're hitting that point, you know, for the stages and the events and the virtuals. And a lot of speakers we know are actually starting to say, I think it's time. Yeah. And you know, it's, and so we just looked at how do we then bring more speakers and more MCs. So that's why we're starting the training program. How do we bring more people out to the world and really install that of service piece, really install that I'm there to help and I'm there to teach. And what we talked about and we realized it's part of their nature in the beginning. And some people maybe at this moment, the part of where they are in life, it's not where they're at, and they'll get there, right? We all get there whenever it is. But it's being willing to give over again and being willing to realize as a mentor, I've learned as much from you or more than, you know, and as a mentor, I am maybe further down the road. So there's things you're learning from me, but as a mentor, it's also being willing to be open to the lessons that come in, because that it's the same thing with coaching. We used to always talk about, right? we had the second largest coaching division on the planet, personal development. Right. And we'd have thousands and thousands and thousands of clients. And my coaches would, we'd do the coaching meeting. We had about 150 coaches, and the coaches would be like, I learned so much today from my client. I mean, I still took them down their path, but I think my whole world has just changed because I thought of it in a way I never thought of it before. And it's a great piece to be able to do that.
For me, it's been the magic of my professional life is learning when I was a teacher and then a principal, a head teacher, always learning from children, from my staff, from my clients. And I think that willingness to learn, the service, being of service is hugely important. But along with that, recognizing that you're not going in to say, I'm the expert and, you know, you're not, but to say, I can help you, but at the same time, I'm willing to learn and I'm open to that opportunity. That for me makes such a powerful partnership where both people win.
It is so true. You know, how long have I been doing this, right? And on stages, really on bigger stages, you know, for over 14 years now. And I still today have a lot of my mentors in the back of the room, right? Or people that I know. And I come off and I'll say what worked, what didn't, what I would do next time. Or they'll have suggestions for me right away before I say anything. And the biggest thing that Mary said to me is the biggest learning she got is every time Tony would leave that stage, it was that same, what worked? What after all those people, those countries, it didn't matter. It's the, you're always learning. If you're willing to be open, you're always learning. You're always willing to look in a mirror and say, it's not about me, and if it's about them, how can I be better every day?
And that's
not about perfection, right?
No. but using the best version of you today as the foundation for the best view of tomorrow, and recognizing that there's always growth if you're open to it. And for me, you know, that's the thing that's the juice of what I do, I think, is that recognition that not only are you serving somebody else to be the best version of them, but you're doing it for yourself and constantly growing and evolving. Now, we've got a very few minutes left in the show. So where can people go to find out more about the Mentor Studio and to join up, to become a mentor?
Yeah. So I'm going to give you a couple different ways, because it's always good. So you can, first of all, you can go to the mentors, that's MENTORS studio. That's another S. I know, don't use double S's on websites. I'll do all training on that. So it's the mentors studio. It's double S. .net is the fastest way. .com will get you there too. And you can really look at what we do. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can go to the join page. You'll see the mentor. Not the basic, the mentor. It's $4.95 a year. That's $495 US. And join us. And then we get to know you. We get to work with you. The other thing is, if you want information and you're based more in the US, you can always text TMS, text the letters TMS to 26786. And if you're excited, and you want to mentor, and you know it's what you want to do, and you want to maybe speak or train around the world, I'm going to give you my email address. And I don't always hand this out, but people have been very respectful with it, actually. In all the years I've done this, I don't, you know, I even give out my cell phone number because I can block you. But so my email address is msilvers, that's the color silver with an S, msilvers@thementorstudio.com. And I just, Gina, thank you so much for this time. And you're a great mentor. You're a great mentor in our community. And thank you so much for everything you bring to the world.
Oh, thank you. It's my huge pleasure and my privilege to help people. Now, before we finish, we're very proud to be members of B1G1, Buy One, Give One, which is an organization that helps those people who need a hand, that are born into very different circumstances, or they've fallen on hard times. And they run projects around the world. They are very well vetted. What's great about this organization is that every cent, every penny that you donate goes towards the projects, and that they raise the money through other ways. Now, we invite every one of our guests to choose one of four projects which we donate to on their behalf. At the moment, the four are clean water, health, education, and the environment. So which of those four would you like us to donate to on your behalf?
Well, you know, they're all amazing, and I love them all. But I will have to say, my church actually also drills wells in Ghana, and water and clean water. And many of our members have been there, and I know the importance of it. So water, absolutely. Because if you don't have the flowing part of your life, right, and you don't have that, then the rest of it's really hard.
Thank you. We will send a donation. Remember, if you're listening, you can actually benefit other people simply by listening, because we donate free meals to people who would otherwise go to bed very hungry. So please spread the word, because the more of you that listen, the more we'll donate. Now, B1G1 is an organization designed for businesses to give as part of their marketing and part of what they do. They make it very easy. So please do go and give B1G1.com a look and sign up. It's an amazing organization. It just remains for me to say a huge thank you to Michael. It's a real pleasure to have you on the show, and you've got so much to offer. Thank you very much for joining us. And to say to you, I'd love to know what you think of the show and how you're doing, and if you've got a story. So please email me at Gina, G-I-N-A, at Gina Gardiner, Gardiner has an I, G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R, and the word and friends.com. And I'd love to hear from you. And at the moment, I'm building up my YouTube channel. Please go and subscribe to Genuinely You with Gina Gardner. And I'd be really thrilled if you could actually subscribe. So thanks for joining us. And please do join us on the next show. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening to Gina Gardner and Friends, the show that helps you live a happier, more successful, and fulfilling life. To learn more about Gina Gardner, go to genuinely-you.com. If you would like to work with Gina or book her as a speaker, email her at gina@genuinely-you.com.